This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Golic Sr. joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Mike, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
We're doing great. I mean, football's back. I know yesterday was not the best way to restart football with a Jalen Carter thing, but football's back, and it felt real after last night.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, going back over, thinking back when I played, that opening weekend was always so special because you come off a preseason where, you know, a lot of starters don't play. And you do play the game, and it's against a different color jersey, and you practice against a team during the week before you play against them. But it's just, it's not real. Now it's real. Now it's for good. Now it goes in the win-loss column. So there's always a little extra juice.
Yeah, we do love that. And now, obviously, we're trying to figure out how much juice Joe Flacco is going to have. What do you expect out of him in this game against not a very good Bengals defense?
Well, no, it's not a very good Bengal defense. I mean, luckily they signed from Bengal side, they signed Trey Hendrickson to at least try and get a pass rush on a quarterback in Joe Flacco, who's still got a gun for an arm. Just obviously he's not the most mobile guy in the world. So obviously you want to rely on a running game and his arm. But you guys know last year the Browns were the worst scoring team in the league, and going up against Cincinnati, which was the top six scoring team in the league and number one pass team, that's a tough measure. So Myles Garrett, I know the most sacked quarterback he's had is against Burrow, so he's going to have to continue that without a doubt. The defense for the Browns, I know they had some injuries, but that was on paper they should have been better than what they ended up on the field. So that's a side of the ball that really needs to improve.
Mike, it's been interesting debating what the ceiling of this Browns team is. I think everybody agrees there might not be the best version of themselves, but, you know, is it a 3-win team? Is it a 5-win team? Is it a 7-win team? What do you kind of see as the window for this team in terms of wins?
Well, I mean, you'd like to think it'd be closer to a 7-win team, but you just don't know. I mean, Joe Flacco, while I still trust him as a quarterback, he is 40. Can he last the whole season? And then also, if the season isn't going well early on, I don't know how early, you probably got to get a 5, 6, 7 games for a while. If it's not going well, you got to find out what you have with the rookie quarterbacks, because next year is a monster draft quarterback. So you got to find out what you have with Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders and see if either one of those guys could be a quarterback that you can build on in the future. So you're going to have to find that out. Obviously, if you're a Browns fan, quite honestly, a Browns player, you'd want to see Flacco play the whole season. That would mean that, you know, things are probably going pretty well. But that's a tough ask for a 40-year-old quarterback, though Joe obviously keeps himself in good shape. As I said, he's still got a gun for an arm and can get rid of the ball quick, but that's a tall task.
Well, how quick would you be then with Joe? More and more reports we have, Mike, just tells us that the Browns are ready to move to Dillon Gabriel if they have to.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and it's through no fault of Joe. I obviously, if Joe is not playing well, but Joe is the best quarterback in the quarterback room. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But you have to think about the future. So if this season starts to get away from you, say in the first half of the season, you know, if 8 games in, you're 2-6, you know, you got to think, okay, we got to find something out, maybe even earlier on that. And again, through really no fault of Joe's, you have to find out. And Dillon Gabriel, according to the depth chart, would be the next guy in. He seems to really fit the Stefanski offense of getting rid of the ball quickly. He's a very accurate quarterback. And just you have to find out. They're kind of in the position that the Saints are in. The Saints picked Tyler Shuck in the second round. They have Spencer Rattler, who they picked before that. They need to find out about their quarterback position, again, because they are probably not going to be a very good team, and there's a bunch of quarterbacks that are going to be available in next year's draft.
We got Mike Golic Sr. on the Fan Hotline. Mike, looking to kind of big picture here, every time we talk about people's opinion of Kevin Stefanski, the first thing we hear is not the record. It's not, you know, 2 winning seasons out of 5 years or 1 playoff win. It's those 2 coach of the years. And we are coming off 3-14 here where we'd like to get back to winning here. How far does 2 coach of the year awards carry Kevin Stefanski in terms of just kind of protection and how he's viewed around football?
Listen, I like Kevin Stefanski. I'm a fan of his, but a lot of times you're tied to your quarterback, right? Now you bring in Deshaun Watson. That was an ownership move. You're not making that move without the owners, and the owner even admitted what a mistake that was. And that just so put them behind the eight ball with that ridiculous deal. But you got to figure out who your quarterback is. They bring in Joe Flacco to help again, but you know, between Andrew Berry and Stefanski, they brought in Dillon Gabriel, they brought in Shedeur Sanders to see what they can do. And if it doesn't work, do you start the whole thing over next year with a brand new quarterback and a brand new coaching staff? You know, that's something only Haslam can decide. I'm a fan of Stefanski's. I do like him. But we know once you're hired as a head coach in the NFL, the clock starts ticking on you. And they want results sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's my big hang-up on it, is like you just don't get 6 years to try to figure these things out. And it's like, oh, was he hampered by quarterbacks? Yeah, sure. But that means I have to give him the perfect team in order to then expect something?
Right. I agree. There's no 6-year plan. There's no 5-year plan. I mean, usually it's a 3-year plan, but like you said, he's got a couple of Coach of the Year awards. But you don't want to be a David Tepper, an owner of the Carolina Panthers, and hire a coach and fire him a few games into the season and have to be paying 3 coaches because you're going through coaches like you go through a stick of gum. So there's 2 sides to it.
Mike, I know I mentioned that you're going to be on the Westwood One call of Ravens-Bills. A lot of people excited about this. We're excited about this, mm-hmm. given what those 2 teams have done the last couple of years and what they honestly haven't done yet. If you had to pick one of those teams to pull the sword from the stone and win the championship this year, who would you maybe lean towards between Baltimore and Buffalo?
Oh man, that's tough because I have to call the game to make a pick like that. I listen, and while Baltimore destroyed them in the regular season last year, 35-10 in week 4, Buffalo won when it counted the most in the playoffs. I think Baltimore on paper has, you know, we keep usually saying the Eagles have the best roster on paper. I think Baltimore's roster is right there with them. And the 2 of the best quarterbacks in the league by far in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I think either one of these teams could make the move. I thought Baltimore, even though they had to go to Buffalo, maybe it relies on who has home field, right? It was Buffalo last year, and they were able to pull off the victory. So I think both teams – I actually picked Denver to win the division this year over Kansas City. Uh-huh. And I think either Baltimore or Buffalo – will, and that's not to say Kansas City still can't make a move as a wild card, but I think either Baltimore or Buffalo will overtake Kansas City this year and represent the AFC.
So now I'm curious, where's the drop off for you with Kansas City and Mahomes this year come from?
I don't even think there's that much of a drop off. I think the other teams are just getting better. I think Denver is getting better. I think their defense was excellent last year, and you have like a quarterback whisperer in Sean Payton working with a quarterback in Bo Nix who really improved toward the end of the year. I think they're getting better. And I think, you know, a lot of times you talk about guys you picked up in the offseason. Well, the Bills re-signed a handful of guys, which is almost just as important. And the Ravens did add a couple of players. So I think their window is open, and I think they're close. It's not like Kansas City has been winning, but it's not like they've been destroying teams. They have it somewhat, but it's a lot closer than it was from the talent level with Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City, and I think Denver is climbing up that ladder as well.
Mike Golic Sr. on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. I mentioned it. I know that you had something to say about Jalen Carter last night. Given that he was ejected out of that game 6 seconds into the game, I'll ask you, do you think that's enough punishment from the NFL for him spitting on Dak Prescott?
No, I think he's going to get suspended as well. The NFL is about they are about optics. And they're like, how do things look to college players, high school players, Pop Warner leagues, you know, Little League football as well? How does that look? And, well, listen, I was no saint in piles for 9 years in the NFL to get a football out of a running back's hands at times. You know, a lot of players did some things in piles. Spitting on someone is about as disrespectful as can be. Quite honestly, it's an unbelievably selfish move by Jalen Carter. I mean, I think football is the ultimate team sport where you have to rely on your teammates so much and they have to rely on you. And to do such a selfish act like that at one person on the field where you know there are cameras everywhere is, to me, just disrespectful of your teammates and also a stupid move as well. He said he wouldn't do it again. Hopefully he doesn't, because they certainly need him if they're going to want to repeat. But it was really, really a bad move.
Yeah, I wonder if he's paying a little bit.
If they suspend him, they have a tough beginning of that. They have to play the Chiefs next. Now, if he gets suspended, I don't think it would be for a long time. It might be for a game or two, if at all. But they have the Chiefs up next. It's a Super Bowl rematch. So it would be tough if he misses any games.
I mean, if I was trying to argue on like the NFLPA's behalf for him in this instance, because I think it's a little bit of a Jalen Carter tax is what people want here, but I'd make the argument that Marcus Peters spat on Jarvis Landry and it was just a $12,000 fine. T.O. had an incident 15 years ago, spat, did the same thing, and it was just, a $10,000 fine at that point. Like, they haven't gone to actual suspensions of games, and so is it just a stricter, tougher NFL right now?
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. The NFLPA will lean on that and say, if you didn't do it there, you can't do it here. And I'm just supposing, I'm doing worst case scenario that they would suspend him with the tough schedule that they have. Hopefully it is just a fine and he's back on the field because they certainly need him on the field. They won the game, but, you know, the secondary looked a little shaky on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell, the other cornerback. They had 9 penalties, I think, for 110 yards. They lost Landon Dickerson, their left guard. We have to see for how long, and because that will affect him as well. So they need Jalen Carter on the field. And you're right, that's exactly what the NFLPA will do, is point out you didn't suspend when that happened before. There's no reason to suspend now.
Mike, I don't know that I'm going to get you to say the Browns are a playoff team, and that's I won't get myself to say that. I will ask you, though, how many playoff teams do you see in the AFC North this year?
Quite honestly, I just see Baltimore. I don't see Cleveland making it. Cincinnati does not have the defense, I don't think, to make it. I think Pittsburgh's right on the bubble. I think Pittsburgh is obviously going to be led by their defense, and we have to see what Aaron Rodgers is 2 years removed from the Achilles. They have DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, a decent running game. A line that gave up, I think, 49 sacks last year, so we have to see how they are improved. But right now, I did my picks, and I just had Baltimore coming out as only one team coming out of the North.
Nick and I are in a little bit of a disagreement. If you could choose on Sunday to have Joe Flacco throw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and out-duel Joe Burrow, or you could have Myles Garrett have a 4-sack performance, which would you prefer?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In which scenario is Cleveland winning?
The last one.
The fun one is they could both lose in each scenario.
Yeah, I think that's misuse of the word fun.
Well, I mean, Myles Garrett already has sacked Burrow more than anybody else. I would love to see a 40-year-old throw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns. I think that would be – Flacco's an awesome dude. I think it would be great for the elderly.
By the way, thank you. I'm turning 40 in about 2 weeks, buddy.
There you go. Yeah, really. I mean, it's not old for human life, but it's ancient for football life.
All right, Mike, you're always so gracious with your time. You always knock it out of the park when you join us. Cannot wait to hear you on the Westwood One call of Bills and Ravens on Sunday. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you, sir.
You got it, guys. No problem.
Mike Golic Sr. there on the fan hotline. It sounds like he was okay, in fairness. When I said Myles Garrett getting four sacks would be the one that you won, He went that way. But he was just a fan of geriatric players, too.
Yeah, okay.
You got what you heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I did. I heard it.
And I got what I think everybody else heard, which is Myles Garrett getting four sacks.
Sure.
Spot the lie. We will react to what Mike had to say about your Browns. And for the second time today, I have to wonder, why are the Browns focusing on this? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Great crowd today. Seeing everybody out here. Our buddy Brian. I've lost other names in the queue because I dared say somebody's name.
Robert.
Robert dropped off some
all sorts of food and everything.
I mean, I got a slushie at work today. Now, true story.
Yeah.
That will make my daughters more jealous than anything that I buy today.
Do you
have
to go home
on.
And like, you have to get them slushies on the way home now?
No, you understand. The twins are slushy queens. Like, these kids could go for a slushie a day.
I love slushies.
And my beautiful Isabella could do a slushie an hour.
Wait, are we talking slushies or are we talking, like, Slurpees?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Slurpee guy.
Is there a difference between the two?
Yeah, I'm a Slurpee guy more than a slushie guy.
Okay, define the difference for me.
I think slushie's got more ice to it, whereas a Slurpee, there's less ice, but it's not as filled with ice. 100%, you're looking at me like I'm a crazy person. There's 100% a difference between a Slurpee and a slushie.
216.
At least in my brain there is.
216-474-0092. Is there a difference between a slushie and a Slurpee?
Tell you what, I go to 7-Eleven because that's the proprietary spot for Slurpees.
They
don't say you're getting a slushie.
Well, that's because they have the proprietary rights to that term.
I
think you fall prey to branding.
Well, maybe. But I never
thought. Are you googling it now?
What do you think I'm going to do? I gave you the ice answer, and that wasn't. You weren't satisfied
because
with that.
Because it sounded like a straw man.
You still looked at me like I had a banana taped to my forehead.
Because
let's figure this out. A Slurpee is specifically a 7-Eleven branded product made with a specific machine, whereas slushy is a broader category that can include other brands like icy or homemade versions.
So it's a branding thing.
Does a Slurpee fall into the slushy category?
I think it does. I think they're all the same. I think a slushie is a Slurpee, and a Slurpee is a slushie.
No, because they want to throw snow cones into the mix, and snow cones are just flavored
AI,
ice.
Well, that's AI, okay?
That's just flavored ice.
They might overtake us very shortly, but they sure as hell are not human enough to know the difference between a slushie, a Slurpee, and an icy.
Well, I'll tell you what. There might not be a difference between the two, but I prefer a Slurpee over a slushie.
Because you've bought into the branding.
I have.
Don Draper got to you.
Thank you, Don Draper.
He melted your brain. and poured a little Slurpee on it.
So, yeah. Well, you're going to a high school football game tonight. They'll have all sorts of opportunities for less than Slurpee slushy opportunities.
Mm. All right. Now, I want to say that we're going to play a clip here that's part of a full interview with J.W. Johnson on the pregame show on Sunday on the Browns Radio Network. All right? So, I'm not going to go haywire on it.
Okay.
But I saw the video, and there continues to be this thing from the team. And they do it every year. And every year I kind of go, I don't think you need to do that. So here is J.W. Johnson kind of giving a clarion call to Browns fans on a full interview. Again, you're going to be able to hear on Browns Radio Network on Sunday on the pregame show.
Our fans are the best in the NFL. And being at home, that home field advantage, them being loud, supporting this team is paramount to our success, right? We need them. Our players feed off of them. You know, we want the fans to have a great experience, and their great experience to see our team perform well and winning, and that's great. So please, fans, if you're listening, watching, please bring it on Sunday. And every time you're in the stadium, we look forward to hearing that energy.
He said please. Well, it's got manners.
I mean, he was nice about it.
He's a southern gentleman.
The way it was described, I thought he was going to be like, and you guys have to do your part, and if you don't, you all suck.
You thought he was going to sound like Sergeant Slaughter in
1989? That's in my mind. That's how he sounds when he talks, in my mind. Great relevant reference by you, by the way. It's very timely.
Purely 80s.
That's purely timely.
I'm like NCX on Friday. I only play hits from the 80s. Here's the truth. I respect what he's trying to do here. This does not work in this town. This is not Carolina. It's not Atlanta. It's not Miami. It's not Houston. It's not a transplant town. And when I, as a Browns fan, hear anyone, no matter how nice or well-intentioned it is, with any organization, try to say, you got to bring it, I got to be honest with you, I don't love it. I don't love any kind of messaging that is trying to stoke up as if Browns fans need that.
Like telling fans how to fan, essentially.
Yeah, I don't think, listen.
There are, you're right, though. There are bad fan bases where maybe they do need a little bit of a push. This is just not a bad football fan
and
base.
And I resent the implication, even if that's not the intention. And so I'll say it again. I really like – these are all eraser phrases, but come on. I really like JW. I don't know him personally, but I don't have anything against him. I don't have anything against the Haslams. Stop telling Cleveland fans how to fan. We have survived more before you guys got here and fanned it hard as hell then, and we will survive more if at any point the Haslams aren't here in ownership. With love and respect, when you do this – when you have had some scenarios where your ownership group has brought reasons for us to not cheer, I don't need to name them because people are already thinking about me just setting it up like that. I don't think this is what you hope it is. Like I understand that you want to get people excited. Love that. We don't need that.
Yeah.
This is not Tennessee. All right? Not the Volunteers. I mean the Titans, which are a trash-ass franchise.
And probably do need to do it.
All right?
Like
this is not the Los Angeles Chargers. This is Cleveland. This is a football town. And they do it every year, which is why I'm bringing it up.
So one of the different things, though, is like remember when Stefanski for years on end, and maybe he did it today and I just didn't hear it, totally on the table. But for years he used to do that thing of like, I need everyone to get here 15 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah.
He tried to rally people from the Muni lot and was like, you guys are great, you come out and do all this, but 15 minutes before, I need you to start making your way down to the Muni lot. It just means the world to us and it's such a big difference. And it's like, guys, just let people do their thing. It's okay.
And also,
they'll get there.
Also, and I don't know how I'm going to say this in a way that's going to come out in the way that I intended as we talk about JW and his intentions in the interview you'll again hear on the Browns Radio Network on the pregame show on Sunday. If there is any issue with how hard people cheer or how excited fans are, it's probably directed or related to what has happened over the last 25 years in football.
I wonder if they're just scared that there's not going to be a big turnout. And because it is embarrassing not to sell out week one. It's embarrassing to have the prices online appear what they are. Maybe they're just worried that that's going to be the case.
And my response with as much respect as I can muster is look in the mirror.
Yeah, they've earned it, yeah. No, like, I got it. Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. That when this team was 11-6, there were people in those stands cheering their asses off. and you were selling tickets. When this was at the height of the Baker Mayfield era, you had trouble finding good tickets to go to the Cleveland Browns games. Yep. I'm not trying to throw that up in their face. I'm just saying I understand what you're trying to do. I really do. I'm trying hard not to take umbrage to it because I understand that you're doing what you think is right. This is not the tree you want to bark up because this is not that kind of town. And you, on one hand, you can't say it's a great, we love our fans, it's the greatest fans in the world, and then be like, but cheer really hard.
I don't know. I just don't see it that way. The please went a long way for me, Nick, clearly. But like, it wasn't, he didn't do some rah-rah speech. He didn't do anything that was crazy. He was just like, hey, please come in and be loud. I just didn't see it the same way.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Do you have to play it again? Like, did I miss something in the first part of it or something?
You pretty much heard the whole clip.
Okay, I wonder if I missed something there.
I just don't think it touches your fan nerve the same way it does mine.
No, it doesn't. I'd love to figure out why that is. But it didn't bother me the same way. Mainly because I've tuned out what they said for so long already that I look at what they have to do, what JW's trying to do, and I think to myself, okay.
I mean, in fairness, and I will say this, there is still a little of them versus us. And it's not
because what it is.
It's not because they're from Tennessee, but it is because it still to me feels like I know the Browns have very much embraced the Haslams and JW. They very much embraced fans, mm-hmm. but I just don't know there's been that full embrace all the way around. And I get the sense that the Browns organization has been frustrated when fans get pissed and fans call up our show and say things, or when the media criticizes them, because mm-hmm. I think in their mind they don't think the organization is what their results say they are. And unfortunately, you can high business concept the hell out of this town, you can Ivy League the hell out of this town, but process, fine, results matter. And the results have not been what it needs to be. And a fair amount of the time, it's stunk.
Right, right.
And so for then somebody who I don't think has held up their end of the bargain to then be like, all right, guys, let's get up here. Let's do the fanning thing. It's like, you go out to the Muni lot. I want you to get a bullhorn. Go out to the Muni lot.
I don't know that it'd go well from the Muni lot right now.
I want you to go to the Muni lot, and I want you to say that same speech, and I want you to hear what people say back to you. Not the highfalutin, not the rich people who buy the nicest town or the nicest tickets in town. Not just them. Not just the buddies. Go out to the average Browns fan and say that.
I just didn't hear it as an attack, though.
No.
I heard it more of a very respectful, please come and do your part.
It's respectful, but the idea behind it is the insult. You can say something that is wildly considerate.
I just think they want it to sound louder than it might be, and they're scared that it's not going to be sold out, and it'll be very noticeable on TV that
don't
it's not sold out.
Don't trade for Deshaun Watson and fail. Don't go 3-14.
No, I get it. They made a lot of mistakes. No one's saying they haven't.
Well, I just think the idea of it's a little late in the ball game to be like, let's get it, guys. Let's get really excited here for a team that a fair amount of Browns fans are supporting in spite of the fact. Like, Browns fans are super excited about this game.
Yeah.
For a team that this might be one of your five wins or one of your three wins, I just think if you're already winning, by the way, I think this hits different. But coming off 3-14, coming off the biggest disappointment.
Maybe the biggest problem in all this is that this just kind of felt like a throwaway line by him.
Oh, it didn't feel that way to me.
To me, it didn't feel like anything that he had been like, I'm gonna go on these shows, I'm going to rally the troops, I'm going to get everyone. It kind of felt like he was just like, hey, so yeah, please show up and do your part, and we'll see you on Sunday and have a good day.
So we got Daryl Ryder coming up in 5 minutes. We're going to get to Shelby Harris's whatever happened in the locker room today. We'll also get to the health of Myles Garrett and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.